one moment. You will love this for sure.
Hi, Pablo. My name is Paul, and Mary wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wanted me to get to the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, you know, because the business has 4 years of experience, you do qualify for a reduced rate, and I want to make it as affordable for you as I can, because I know it's going to be profitable for you. Now, you know, I was trying to pull up your website, and it seems like, is it down? Is it being worked on? Is there... Your website, is it currently up and running? Is it an active site?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay. I'll have to find out why it's not pulling up then. Now, having a website's great. You know, it lets people know that you do what they're looking for. But if they don't see it, they don't know it exists, they might not even know that you're in the area providing the services that you provide. So that's what we do. We make it easier for people to find your website so that they can, in fact, pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, that's exactly what's going to happen in and around Birmingham. And we can target anywhere you really want to go, get you the right types. Oh, I found it. Now it's pulling up correctly. It was just... not sure it was spelled incorrectly. I like your website. You know, it's detailed. It's got, you know, a gallery, and, you know, people can see the type of work that you do. Are you getting phone calls off of the website?
Not yet. I was, I'm still working on it. Actually, the gallery and all that stuff, I still need to do some updates and stuff like
that. I saw
that.
Right.
Yeah, with the, also with the media.
The social media,
web,
sure.
You know, social media, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the right idea, you know. Getting a website and showcasing your work is a very important way of getting business. But, again, like a website, it's only working when people see it. Most consumers don't go past the first page of their search. So our job would be to make it a lot easier. You know, people won't need to know the name of your company. They won't need to know what your website is. But when they look for drywall contractor near me or painting contractor, it looks like you even do decks and floors, siding even. So for any of the services you want to be found for, we'll make sure that your business and that website pop up. Kitchen and bathroom remodeling, you know, garage, the exterior work, the deck work. It looks like you do great work. You know, of course, most people go to Google. When they don't know who to call, they Google it. You'll be listed on Google as a top option anytime someone does that search. And, of course, the calls come to you, Pablo, so you're not paying for a lead or chasing down a lead. Are you using the Angie Leads? Are you paying for that service right now? You are. How do you like it? I mean, I know it gets you leads. Is it getting you jobs, too?
Well, I've been working with them. I sleep pretty much since I started with the company. Yeah, it's been good. Can't complain.
So you got it. You've had it for quite some time. Now, if you can do well with something like Angie's, you're going to love being listed on that first page of Google. And the two of them work very well together. Once we get your phone ringing and have people see that website and calling you directly, you might, though, be able to scale back, maybe pause those leads more often and just get those calls directly to you. There is a social media campaign. There's paid Facebook ads as well. So if someone is looking for your services, they'll find your business, whether they're on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, or those paid Facebook ads. Now, the best part about our service, it is month to month. There's no contract, and it's a flat rate. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You do, of course, qualify for reduced pricing. You'd be looking at exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249, okay? Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or even commercial jobs, it would just be that flat rate, that $249. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point, Pablo?
Well, I have a couple. First one. What's your company name? Because, well, you got to understand, like, you're the one reaching me. So I have to make sure you are whoever you say you guys are.
I do understand.
Before
absolutely.
Okay, that's the first
sure.
one. And
okay.
second one, I know you guys work with Google. It's going to go, I'm guessing it's going to go on Google Search and Google Maps.
Yes.
Also?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's correct. So,
okay.
so we are a Google partner. The name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We've been doing this for 20 years. I just sent you a link to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So you can put me on
yeah.
speakerphone
yeah,
and open that up. That's the link to our pricing page.
Yeah, because I got your link and I also went on online. I see your place and Yeah.
So we have almost 1,000 Google reviews. Like I said, we've been doing this for almost 20 years. People that use our service, that give it the opportunity to work, the business owners who want to get more phone calls, they find that our service does work, that it is very effective. Most of our clients keep the service long-term. As a Google Premier partner, and keep in mind, you know, we are not Google, but we are the closest thing to working directly with Google that a smaller or medium-sized company can work with. Google does have a division that deals with the nationwide chains, or at least companies that have 100 or more locations. For the smaller or medium-sized businesses, Google started a partnership program. Now, the link that I sent out to you, right in the middle of it, there's a link to our partnership badge. It says Google Ad Partner. Right below that kind of blue-colored photo, there's a colorful Google G, red, yellow, green, and blue. If you click on that box that says Google Partner, it will take you to Google's website. So google.com/partner, you'll see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. That means we get our training and our updates directly from Google, and when Google makes changes to their algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time, so we'll always make sure that you've got the right content online to keep you on that first page ahead of your competitors where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So anytime someone goes on Google and does that search, they type in those keywords related to your services, your business will pop up. If they're doing that search on Bing, the other major search engine, about 1 out of 10 people use Bing instead of Google. You'll pop up there as well. You'll also have additional directories that help with your placement, Yelp and Facebook, like I said, Apple Maps. The Facebook retargeting ad campaign does mean that someone in your area can also find you on their Facebook page and pick up the phone to call you. So it kind of covers all of your bases. Anytime someone is online looking for someone who does what you do, your business will be one of the options. Now, of course, you'll never be the only option that people see. There will be other companies on that first page because there are other Google partners, and each of us can work with one business at a time per area and industry. So you'd be the only company that Local Splash would be working for your specific services in your target area. And, of course, that means a higher profitability margin for you. You'll get more phone calls. You'll have more opportunities. You'll be more likely to keep the service long-term, and that's what we want. That's how we keep our doors open. We provide a quality service at a fair price, and in fact, keeping clients on board for the long-term, keeping them, you know, satisfied with the service, sending them jobs. That's how we keep our doors open, even though it is month to month and you can stop at any time. Below that link that I sent out to you, it says SEO packages. I think the platinum package is ideal for you, for your services, for your service area, that 25-mile radius to target both residential and commercial clients. I would, though, reduce the cost of that service, like I said, from $599 listed there to $249. You actually still qualify as a new business. You know, less than 5 years, we qualify that as a younger company or a newer business, and we want to make it affordable for you. Like I said, that $249, though, is a fixed rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, and it's also an exact amount, so no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You will see every one of our packages normally comes with a setup fee. That setup fee helps us offset the cost of creating the content to get you on that first page. You do already have a website, so we don't have to build out that landing page or a website for you. I also want to make it affordable for you because I know that you're still using Angie's, and like I said, that's perfectly fine. I'm actually going to take $200 off of your setup fee, take $100 off because you're using Angie, take another $100 off because you have a website. There's still a lot of content that we need to create, of course, but in this case, it would just be a one-time setup fee of $99, and it only attaches to the very first month. So $348 in that first month. Every month after that, it would be $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. You'll get that detailed reporting and tracking if you scroll up to the top of the link that I sent out to you. We call it your client dashboard. You can definitely track your success. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. And you can even monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. And you will probably have reviews on different platforms. Again, Yelp, Google, Foursquare, any of the directories that we create because Google wants to see those directories. Some of them, in fact, most of them will let someone write a review. So wherever those reviews are online, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. Very effective way to manage your online reputation. In fact, if you wanted us to, we would even respond to your reviews for you in a professional manner at no additional cost. Like I said, 19 years of industry experience. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. And of course, 20 years in business is a very long time for any company. And of course, what we do, search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet, that is a young industry. So 20 years in business in this industry is a very long time. We were there from almost the very beginning, and Google recognizes our track record, and of course we're Google partners at this point.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I was looking at everything, and everything you said, you know, you covered a lot. So
I did. Yeah. I know. I threw a lot of information out there. I want you to know what you're getting. You know, I mean, it's important to understand that it's a comprehensive package. It's really everything that you'll need to be found online by both residential and commercial clients. Pablo, do you have a preference of residential over commercial or vice versa? Or do you like a nice even mix?
Well, I mean, I can work in both because I started working in construction, when I learned working in construction, I was working in commercial.
Okay.
Now that I'm working, on my own, most of the jobs that I'm doing are residential.
And
I'm actually happy with it. Talk directly to the owners,
a lot of
way better.
A lot of business owners find it a lot easier to work directly with the business owner. You get paid faster. I know a lot of times a commercial job might be net 30, net 60, net 90 even. You might have to wait a month or several months to get paid, all the time that you've already put in, you know, costs for the materials, you've done the work, and then you're just waiting to get paid. So sometimes residential is a better way to go. The best part about this is you get the calls. I mean, you're not paying for a lead, so when the calls come to you, you can be selective. You know, you can pick and choose the job that's going to be a better fit for your company, whether it is a commercial job that you think might be beneficial or more likely that residential client that you know you want to work with. Whether it's a big job or a small job, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, if you look at the reviews, I know I don't have that many, but the ones I have, I pretty much, I like to get in contact with the customers, you know, and that's what they appreciate.
That. People say really good things about you, and I mean, just speaking with you, I can tell that you're really passionate about the work that you do, and I think like us, you want to provide a quality service at a fair price, have happy, satisfied clients, every new client or customer that finds you on Google and works with you does become someone who can use your services again for a different project and, of course, start recommending you to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to expand, you know, your client base.
Yeah.
Now, you're willing to travel not just Birmingham, right? I mean, a good 25 miles for the right job?
Yeah, yeah. 25, 30 miles.
30 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. when we get you found, we don't program a specific radius. So we don't draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific cities instead, zip codes even, and neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And if there are places even 10, 15 miles away that you don't really want to go, we just don't run your ads there. So whether it's, you know, 15 miles away, 40 miles away, we can promote your company to be found as one of those options as you continue to work on your website and make changes and things like that. Having your company on that first page where people can see that website is definitely going to get your phone ringing. Now, the best part about it is the services that you provide. Very profitable services. Every time we send you new jobs, I think you're going to be really happy with this. Now, if I could ask, the company, obviously, the number that we're speaking on, you've got two numbers. The number that we are speaking on is one of them, but then there's the 203-3622 number. Both of those numbers are good for your customers to call, right?
Yes. Yeah. The other number is for my partner.
Oh, okay.
But I'm actually the main guy who talk to the people. It's just
got it.
How can I explain this? I mean, I used to live in New Jersey because that's New Jersey area code.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And I moved here. You know, I never changed my number, and I start getting people. And now it's hard for me to change the number because I have I still have customers from when I start.
Oh, you do.
They do recommend me or they call me back to do different stuff.
Right.
There is some times in the year that for like 3-4 months, I don't even take a look of Angie. I just have to take a look of it just to pout it because people recommend me. So I get really busy just with their recommendations. I don't even need to use Angie on those times, you know?
That's perfect.
Because I get really busy. And that's why I love talking to the people, you know, and talking to the owners.
So we'll promote the 448-6877. We'll promote that as the main number for your business. And of course, then it's also the best number for us to use to contact you. Now, like I was saying, with our service, it's month by month. So there's no long-term contract. We're not, trying to lock you into anything, but of course our goal, our job is to earn your business. Get your phone ringing, keep it ringing. Now you can stop at any time, but more importantly for you, you can pause it too. So if you get a couple big jobs lined up, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, you can in fact pause the service. You can even pause it seasonally if necessary, although I don't think that would be required here because, you know, a lot of what you do is inside. But yeah, as long as you're using the service, it's that flat rate. It bills once a month for that exact amount. The Facebook ads are included. Everything's included. So it's very straightforward pricing. And then, you know, obviously when we get your phone ringing, we're going to promote your number as the main number. I was looking for an email address. Now, of course, your customers simply call you. Everything has the click to call feature. Customers will be calling your number directly. But I do have the email address off of the website, the hotmail.com email. Is that a good email address for you? Because sometimes we will email you. I know your customers are just going to call you, but sometimes if it's like a longer piece of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Most of the time, they will simply give you a call or even send you a text message. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you?
Either way is okay. Either call or email is okay. That used to be my personal email, but you know, now that everybody has an email, so it's really hard to get like a personal email like that way, because that one just has my last name and it has no numbers, no names, or anything, just last name. So it seems to me that was a perfect email for the company that I'm using it now for the company, and I have another one just personal. But that one is on my phone, so yeah. So that one is great. Whatever you guys send me there, I receive it on the phone. So yeah.
And you said
that one's great.
Perfect. So we'll use that one. And you said that is your last name, right?
Yeah.
Villalvir?
Yes, Villalvir. That's how you say it in English.
Villalvir, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was a hard L or like the Y. Villalvir? It's Villalvir, right?
Well, in English, I used to say it with a hard L, but actually in Spanish it's with a Y.
Villalvir.
Villalvir.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. With the emphasis a little bit more on the end of it.
But I love saying it in English because that's how people get it right.
Yeah, you say Villalvir. Yeah. I gotcha. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just remembered. I did want to ask you, because the Angie's has an address, but you would not want us to promote it, I don't think, right? The 2802 Potts Hollow Road?
No, because that's my house right now.
That's
I don't have a building or a place.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And, you know, of course, Google expects it to be that way when it's a service-based company. When you go out to the customer, they don't expect customers to come to you. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. But, of course, they also wouldn't want someone to drive out to your home and knock on your door, especially since you're going to be out in the field most days. So you're actually on Google going to be listed Birmingham, Alabama, that won't even have the 35215 zip code, and it definitely will not have the Potts Hollow Road address. Of course, we wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll schedule what's called a client interview. It's a follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of do the deep dive. We verify information off of your website and information that I have here, because it will help us to promote your business the way you want it to be found online. So, you know, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll talk about any specific motto or slogan, a tagline for your company, and of course we'll go into detail about all the different services that you want to be found for, where you want to be found. If you want us to, we can kind of promote the bigger jobs more exclusively a little bit farther away, because I know that you're probably not going to want to go 25, 30 miles for those smaller jobs, but at least you're getting those phone calls so you can really choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you, whether it is that job close to home or the bigger job that's going to pay you well, or maybe even just, you know, that the materials involved in that job is going to mean a higher profit margin for you. And like I said, big jobs and small, it's going to be that flat rate. So I'll schedule that follow-up call. That's with our technician. We do call it a client interview. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, Pablo, the other thing that I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop or pause it at any time, that in this case we are reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the one-time setup fee, etc. The voice verification, Pablo, is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah. I just have a quick question. I know you're going to start on something.
Sure. No problem. Go ahead.
You saw my webpage and everything, but I still need a little bit of retouching. You guys be going to be able to do that too?
So we have a couple of different options here. I mean, obviously, this is an existing website that you're working on. It is hosted by someone else. It is someone else's code. we can do a brand new website for you and use that exact same domain. If we build it, we can make changes and updates to it. If you wanted to keep the website that you have, then it's kind of on you or whoever is making those changes to those to the website for you. But I mean, it's kind of like when you go into a project, if someone else has already started it and left it the way it was, then you have to work a little bit harder to make it right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot easier to start over and do things the right way. So since it is someone else's code and someone else's server that it's hosted on, we would not be able to make changes to your website. But if you wanted us to, we could pull content from your website, build a brand new website for you, in which case we would always be able to make changes for you. But I actually do like the look of your website. I look at websites all day long. If you ever know that your website's going to be down, though, because you are actively working on it, we would build a new website for you. So you would always have that option to have us either promote your website or the website that we would build for you. There's no additional cost for us to build a new website for you. I like your website, though, even as you make small changes to it. I think it's the one that we should promote. But if you know like it's going to be offline for a certain amount of time, then it takes us about a week to build a website for you using the information that we already have. Okay? So let me pull up that voice verification. Like I said, it's recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Pablo, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Villalver Construction, LLC.
That's how I have that, with the LLC included. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm Pablo Villalver, and I'm a co-owner. I'm an owner. I'm sorry.
The owner. Mr. Villalver, you're the head honcho. You're the main guy anyway, right? So we're promoting your phone number, the 201-448-6877. So as the main owner of Villavere Construction LLC, Pablo, you are of course then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual means that it is month to month. Now, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Pablo, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Villavere, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important, Pablo, that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that both residential and commercial, especially the residential clients, are able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we do, in fact, specifically request that you will agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Pablo, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will, in fact, continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. As I mentioned, we are, in fact, already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Villavere, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service itself and the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 30th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. When the term is completed, Pablo, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month in the further reduced amount of just $249. And that $249, Mr. Delivere, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. As I mentioned, it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount to the penny. So there's no taxes, there's no fees, there's no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included as well at no additional cost. Now, it is, like I said, month to month, offered completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and of course, you can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary, and you can pause the service or stop at any time by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Pablo, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, that Mr. Delivere, simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Pablo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that actually does conclude the voice verification. Pablo, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be a Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name first and last? Is there any middle initial, or is it the business name?
No, just my first name and last.
And last name.
It's a company card, but is my name.
It's under your name? Okay. And no middle initial on that card?
No.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card, Mr. Villavere. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. You say start with a 4-2-9-4-7-5-3-2-6-4-1-7-8-6-2-6.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/27.
10/2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
305.
So I've got 305 on the back. I've got October or 10/2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 42/94/75/32/64/17/86/26?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 2802 Potts Hollow Road, 35215? Yes. Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, Pablo, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get it back.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
I will. Okay, you can read it to me.
Okay, so the toll-free number is going to be 877 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Pablo, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician, that client interview. Now, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes, gets you towards the beginning of the hour, gets off the phone about half an hour after that. It looks like we're booked out at 1 o'clock and at 2 o'clock, but this afternoon there's a 3, 4, or 5 o'clock available. Which of those would work best for you today?
Perfect for me, because I have an appointment at 3:30 with a customer, and I'm going to be leaving around 2:30, so you think it's going to take longer than an hour?
It takes about a half an hour or 45 minutes, so did you want it at 3 or did you want it later on, 4 or 5?
Oh, because I thought you said you have your schedule of 1 already.
Yeah, we're booked out at 1 and 2, so all we have left for today is 3, 4, or 5. Would that last one work at 5 o'clock, or should we look at tomorrow?
Let's say tomorrow. You said 7 is okay?
Looks like the first available tomorrow would be 9 o'clock, 9 Central.
Okay, yeah, it's okay.
9? Okay. So we'll schedule it for tomorrow morning. It'll be at 9, scheduled from 9 until 10. Might get to you a couple of minutes after 9. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call. Just in the beginning, though, to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, and if I am, they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you either way. I did, though, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection for you here, just a simple question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with Villavere Construction LLC, even if it's you, Pablo, and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important. If you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Local Splash or even if they say they're Google, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And, of course, they'll need to know both the answer and the security question. If anyone's calling you and asking you or telling you need to pay more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just politely let them go. Because we won't be calling you and asking you for more money. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded. It was already attached to your account. So it clearly states that it bills on the 30th moving forward at exactly 249. So there's no reason for anyone from here to tell you that you owe us additional money. So if you're getting those types of phone calls, just politely let them go. Feel free to call that client support phone number if you've got any questions or concerns. But your options for your security question is the city you were born in or your first pet's name. So which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born.
City you were born. And then what is the answer?
La Ceiba. L-A. Space. C-E-I-V-A.
Okay. And you said that was LAC. I have to type it in twice, and it is encrypted. I should have typed it in where I could see it. You said LAC.
C as car, E I B as boy, A.
Okay, gotcha. So you're all set and squared away there.
Yeah, well, I got the first text with the receipt and the one I have to put my signature on. Then I agreed that my phone number, so I just put my name on it and put confirmed signature, right?
Correct. So it has to be an exact match, so it's case sensitive. That does mean that the P and the V are capitalized.
Okay. I got the emails. Let me go to the text message. Yes.
Okay. So did it ask you for a username and a password?
It sent me an email. It's the username is.
Yeah.
I got it already.
You don't have to try logging in right now. Just kind of to let you know, the dashboard portal that sent that is the same one that you'll be using for your tracking system, and our automated system thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to log in. So it's asking you to log in. If you try logging in now, it's just going to give you a message that we're still trying to create everything, which is fine. We do need to do your client interview first, and then we start creating the content to track. You'll get by text and email a notification when your tracking system is active. You do already have your username and your password. Now, your username, we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access. It's in our system the same way, so you can't change the username. It is, though, your phone number. The area code's included. You see this on the welcome email, 201-448-6877. That is your username. Looks like PPC success is a default password, all lowercase, no space. But once your tracking system is active and you're able to log in, you can change your password, okay? Looks like you're all set and squared away on my end. Again, I'll be calling you. Oh, I'm going to send you a calendar invite for tomorrow's follow-up call. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. You'll also receive at 8 a.m. in the tomorrow morning, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Like I said, I hope that I am between phone calls when I can give you a quick hello before our technician takes over from there. But I did want to say welcome aboard. I am excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. Let me ask you, because I do have the requirements list on my phone.
Thank you for letting me go over that as well, because this is an automated email that everyone gets. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything that you can help us out with, any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card, if you have that, take a picture of that. Your workplace is really just where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work, because obviously, you know, customers don't come to you, so there's no storefront. Is the business licensed or insured or both?
I do have insurance.
You do? Okay. That's fine. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on that list. Google, though, wants to make sure that every business on the first page is an actual legitimate business that would provide those services listed when they are called. So this helps us kind of expedite the process of satisfying Google so that we can get you on that first page. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, doesn't have to be all the tools though, because I have plenty.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything, and it doesn't have to be all of that, but if you could take a picture of some of the tools that you work with, you know, your work vehicle, those are the main ones, you know, just to let Google know that you're an active business, a real business.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Villavere. You take care, Pablo. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow in that 9 o'clock hour.
Okay. You will be on the...
I hope meeting. So. I'm going to try to... I think I can. Right at 9 o'clock, that's kind of when I start my day. So I think I'll just try to make sure that I'm available to say a quick hello to you when our technician's
okay.
ready to call you tomorrow
morning. Yeah. I was just double-checking. Yeah.
Yeah. It should be right at or like within a couple of minutes of 9 o'clock. And then, like I said, it's an hour window, but the call takes about 30 minutes or so. And I mean, unless you've got a ton of questions, it should get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30.
Yeah. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to have everything ready on the pictures
yeah.
stuff.
Perfect.
I think that's pretty much everything they asked me to do over there. So
yeah.
I'm gonna try to have everything ready for tomorrow. But when you guys, you know, call, I'm gonna have that send it. I'm gonna email it like half hour before you guys call.
That's
yeah.
perfect.
So you have
and
to
then
get it home. Yeah.
The rest of it, honestly, is just stuff that you already know off the top of your head about your business, like how long you've been in business, how many employees you have, any mission statement if you've got one. Let me see if I can even get a head start here because I know that some of the things that they want to know, when do you want to be found online? Like when should we be promoting your business? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
For me, I don't have an issue on every day, any day.
7 days
yeah.
a week, like 7
yeah.
to 7, 8 to 5?
7 to 5, I think is better.
7 to 5, okay, 7 to 5.
Yeah.
And are you taking any form of payment other than cash and check? Do you take credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
I don't have a credit card system yet, but
okay.
I do use Venmo and I use, how do you call it, Zelle.
Okay.
I don't know if you hear of it.
Yeah, Zelle.
And yeah, we use, I do have a Cash App and not for the company yet. I
okay.
do have to open that and the Venmo also.
Okay.
I was using it on my personal, but I'll have to use it on, I have to open it for the company. So yeah,
sure.
I will get those too.
Yeah, no problem. So you're all set and squared away here. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you, Pablo.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye now.